Well, a federal judge has issued a permanent injunction on behalf of religious health care providers who feared the current administration would interpret the Affordable Care Act as requiring them to perform abortion and treatments against their conscience. Well, joining me today to discuss the latest news in healthcare is Brad Hahn, co-founder and CEO of Solidarity HealthShare, a nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry faithful to the moral teachings of the Catholic Church. Brad, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome, Brenda. It's a privilege.
Well, this is fascinating. I want to know more. Does the HHS mandate require religious providers for treatment against their religious belief?
Well, no. That's what the ruling was completely about, which is a true blessing for it. And what they're looking at is the judge ruled that forcing a Catholic hospital system or a Christian medical association to choose between their beliefs and their livelihood would result in irreparable injury. So this is a ruling that's really positive for that.
Well, just days ago, Brad, several Catholic healthcare organizations joined into that lawsuit. Is there more that is going to come out from this, or is this really the end of what judges can rule on?
Well, we just it dealt with hospital systems, and usually when you have a ruling by a court, it's very narrow and very specific. So then you're going to have to file other lawsuits to get it more generally applied to, you know, doctors and others and such. And that's what we see. And so that's where the Catholic Medical Association and a good friend of ours, of Dr. Michael Parker, who's the CMA president, is setting and joining that lawsuit with Alliance Defending Freedom.
Well, just thinking about what is required for our healthcare providers, they're going through so much now with the pandemic and, of course, this lawsuit, and now the tragic troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. You know, many of us have been searching for how we can live with all of this uncertainty. Well, to answer questions, people often turn to our prayer life. We turn to God. We ask, you know, please help us. But is there any evidence that spirituality and prayer help protect us from depressions?
Oh, absolutely it does. And that's what's so important to our faith. And so there's so much evil and despair out there. But we always have to be mindful that, you know, Jesus Christ is victorious at the end, and we're going to get to that victory sooner. You know, some are praying sooner rather than later, you know, and then that's what our faith comes in and deform us. So we can never, you know, lead to despair, you know, because despair can really lead to a lot of other disillusions and such like that. But we have to be mindful and be grounded in prayer and ask for help and accept the divine providence of God. And so that's what's been a blessing here at Solidarity, is we have so many faithful members that are calling in. And example, I was just at a canon law conference last month, and one of our members came up to me and was just praising how my wife went through cancer with Solidarity. She's doing better now. But every time we called in with a question about our billing, it was such a blessing that the Solidarity member care team always prayed with us, always had compassion towards us. So that's what we're trying to do, is bring prayer into our ministry and also to impact our members as well. So prayer is a big deal, and staying grounded to Jesus Christ and our teaching of our church can be very fruitful. You know, and you know, Paul talks about this a lot, you know, don't need to despair. You know, we got the fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, and so forth. So we got to keep being mindful of that. And that's what prayer does for me anyway. It kind of is a reminder call. Hey, you know, we got this. You know, you keep moving forward. And there's no need to despair when it comes to that. I think that's what's a blessing about our faith.
Oh, Brad, I agree with you 100%. And just knowing that when people are going through really difficult moments, especially with their health care, to know that your team is there praying with them, not only will, I think, prayer will help heal our physical ailments, but also help us make right decisions. So it's great to know that your team is helping your members. Brad Hahn is the CEO and co-founder of Solidarity HealthShare. It is a nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry faithful to the teachings of the Catholic Church. Well, beyond those calls, are there ways for people who maybe feel like they need a little bit more in-depth help to overcome some of their mental health issues and ailments? Is there a way that they can also receive services for that, maybe at a deeper level through Solidarity?
Yeah, that's what we do, Brendan. So starting in October 1, we're expanding our mental health services as well. So now our members have unlimited visits, shareable visits, to go to any type of mental health professional they need to get through this. Because we're seeing a lot of mental health issues coming out of our membership now, especially with this COVID and everything like that, leads to a little bit of despair. And we've also partnered up with Dr. Popchek's team at Pastoral Solutions Institute. So through our telehealth, our members can have access to the Pastoral Solutions Initiative, especially with mental health issues. And so what's beautiful about his institute there, it brings in Catholic teaching into the mental health sessions. And so it's a way for us to reach out and to have our families have access to good, sound Catholic, mental health care when they need to. And it's a blessing because we've seen a lot of that happen, as we said, but we wanted to make sure we were there to be a good solution for our families.
Well, Brad, just last week, I had to take my car in for an oil change and I ended up with this huge bill. So when I got that bill, the first thing I did, I went line by line trying to figure out how my bill got to be where it was. People don't always have that option. Well, when they come out of the hospital or they go to the doctor for something, is that something that Solidarity really encourages and helps their members find, is that line by line billing?
Well, that's how we process any type of medical need in our membership. And so you're right. And what's a blessing about this, there was a new law that was signed into law by President Trump right before he left office, called the No Surprises Act. So now it's a right for every American when they go into the hospital system in an emergency room situation, when they leave, they're going to be leaving with an itemized bill like that. And so what we do is, on behalf of our members, we take that and look at that bill line by line for them. Because, members aren't going to understand what a diagnostic code is. Heck, I don't even understand a lot of that stuff. And so what we do, the first thing we do is we vet that for errors. And on a hospital bill, usually there's about 7 to 12% discount off that medical bill just for billing errors. And so we have a team of doctors that review hospital bills like that to make sure there's no errors in it. Then the second thing what we do is we take that bill to make sure it's fairly and just priced. So we look at different standards like Medicare, cash pay that these hospitals receive, and then we can come back with an offer. And it's amazing. Like last year, we shared our members' medical bills, and we got a 67% discount off the medical bills that were presented. So you're right. You were right when you went to the automobile repair person and they send you an itemized bill you look at. But a lot of people don't do that in health insurance because they'll just take it, pay their copay, and they don't care what things cost. What Solidarity, since we're self-pay, cash-pay patients, and we share those medical expenses among our community, we have to make sure that it's fair and reasonably priced. So that's how we're able to control some of these costs that we see, especially these rising healthcare costs that we see around the country.
Oh, indeed. And it's wonderful to know. Again, Solidarity is there to help you figure out all of those lines, especially when you don't understand what they say. Brad, where can people find more information? Because, boy, I think now is the time to get Solidarity on your side.
Yeah, they can reach us online at solidarityhealthshare.org. That's solidarityhealthshare.org. Or they can call us at 844-313-4999. That's 844-313-4999.
Excellent, Brad. Well, I appreciate all of your time, and we will continue to pray for you and all of your members. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you.
And again, that is Brad Hahn. The name of the company, Solidarity Health Share. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to their member services and talk to one of their agents. And you can find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdayradio.com.